gain power so they can run our lives. Incredible losers. All right, we're talking about the dueling scandals, the confirmed deep state Obama coup against America, crossfire hurricane, the impending indictments, according to my sources, and Gabbard's basically saying it's coming as well from what she's heard, Director of National Intelligence, and then the whole Epstein thing, and now they're trying to bring that back out. How do you see this coming together? Matt in Boston, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, you know what you are, Axel? You're a little Rachel Maddow, aren't you? You're a little Rachel Maddow, just spewing the talking points, huh? It's the same thing. How are you different than Rachel Maddow?
Well, I'm a man, and I'm a populist conservative Christian, and I have my own media operation. Okay. Will you ask me a question? You mean to answer it? Just be quiet for a second. Be quiet.
Okay.
You sound like you have about a 60 IQ. I'm not trying to be mean to you, and you just call in saying somebody has talking points. I come in here, and I show you NSA exclusive documents of myself and Trump being spied on. I show you Dan Bongino say it's true. I sit here and expose the globalists and say we need to go after them. They need to be indicted. You have the Director of National Intelligence say she has the evidence. They have the evidence. She believes it's going to happen. And my talking points are I'm looking at the news and covering it. And talking points is something you're given by somebody. So if I'm covering talking points, are you saying I'm liberal or leftist like Rachel Maddow? Or are you saying I'm a puppet for somebody? If you're able to form a sentence, explain it to me.
Yeah, you're a shill. And just like Dan Bongino flip-flopped on the Epstein thing, you can't compare yourself to Dan Bongino. He's a flip-flopper. He flip-flopped on the Epstein thing. And if you were a real man like you say you are, you'd have led the charge on January 6th, which is what needs to happen. And you'd be at the doorsteps of Pfizer and Moderna talking about all the vaccine injuries. You're just some guy up there spewing. You're a shill, Alex Jones. You're a shill for Trump.
Stop again.
State.
Hold on. I'll hold you over if need be. This is riveting BS. I have gone and protested at Pfizer repeatedly and gone and covered it. Gone to New York to do it and other facilities. I have, what was the other BS? I didn't compare myself to Bongino. Bongino got similar secret documents on the illegal spying. He didn't respond to that. I've said I don't like Bongino flip-flopping. And then you just say, shill, shill, shill. And then they wanted us to storm the Capitol. They tried to provocateurs. That's not even what's running things. They would have been able to bring in martial law. Let me ask you this, big man. Like you said, if I was tough, I was there with tear gas hit me in the face trying to keep people from going in, saying there's going to be a Kent State, they're going to kill innocent people, which I was right. But you're such a big man. I guess you led the charge in. Well, why weren't you there to lead us in a charge? Did you?
I think it's worthless.
Hold on, big man. I'm not going to let you. Don't hang up. Put him on hold. This guy is such a transparent weakling and mentally ill and scum, probably a leftist. I'm a coward for being at January 6th and helping start the rally. I started it, and then it got taken over by the Republicans and the people, which I was happy to do, to move it to the ellipse. And then they wanted me to lead the march to the Capitol. Trump had a place to speak there. We got set up in the middle of it, figured it out, a day late, a dollar short. And this guy says, if I was a man, that's what FBI informants do, people, they provocateur. If you were a man, you'd kidnap the governor. If you were a man, you'd plant this pipe bomb. If you were a man. Yeah, there I am confronting, one of the head people from the whole warp speed thing, calling him a murderer and a criminal. But you know what? I'm not a man of action. I didn't sneak in Bohemian Grove. You're right. We got the real man, Matt and Boss. He's going to teach me how to be a real man. Hell, I should have stormed in the Capitol. So what should I have done when I stormed in the Capitol? What should I have done? Tell me about it, big man.
I was hoping you had some of the Alex Jones ones. How is Alex?
He's great. He lost a lot of weight.
I saw he's getting like, yeah, he's ready for the next
My friend
big.
Sean Johnson's training him.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he gets up every morning. He works out for hours. He's lost 70 pounds at this point. He looks fantastic, man. Yeah. He looks fantastic. He looks like he's 20 years younger. People think that this is really funny because, you know, his whole business is conspiracy theory. So it's a conspiracy that Alex has been replaced.
Yeah, yeah.
But listen, folks, that's real Alex. I've watched every step of the way, and my friend trains him. So I can tell you for a fact, that is the real Alex Jones. Quit drinking, quit eating bad food. He's eating healthy food now. He works out every day. It's like no Ozempic, no bullshit, no shortcuts. He did it the right way. Looks great.
You find it all at thealexjonesshow.com, and it funds the most hardcore patriot organization worldwide, absolutely devastating the globalist in our peaceful information war.
Holy shit, he was right about every step of the way.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
All right, some stations don't carry the first five each hour, but the internet does, and TV stations do, so we carry it. And if you just tuned in, we're talking to Matt in Boston. And I'm trying to figure out if this is a prank caller or if he's serious. Just to recap, or he can do it in his own words. He said, "You're a coward. You should have stormed on January 6th into the Capitol." So I said, "Well, why were you there? Why didn't you storm it?" And he just moved on to something else. He says, "I'm like Rachel Maddow." I said, "Does that mean I'm a liberal?" Or he goes, "Well, you read talking points." Well, no, I don't. I'm the guy who has my own ideas. That's why the show's different. But that's fine. You're very entertaining. And so, Matt, just answer my question. You can have the floor for a few minutes. It's very entertaining to hear you. Explain to me. You said I should have stormed the Capitol instead of keeping people from going in. And then I asked, well, were you there or did you storm it? Or what should I have done once I got inside? How would that have resulted in us taking the government when all it would have done was triggered what they wanted to be able to arrest all their political opposition? So you're the grand strategist, but just answer my question. You made accusations. Were you at J6? Did you storm it? If not, what should I have done? Because I'm not a real man like you.
Well, you could have led the march into the White House and actually took it over like they wanted to do. Or you could lead a march in front of Pfizer or Moderna and take it over and storm that building like you say the tough guy that you are. You imply that you're man enough to do that. But let me ask you a question.
No, hold on. You made more false. No. You made more false accusations. You just asked a question. Put them on hold again. I said you can spew more lies, but I'm going to respond to them. I've never said storm buildings. I've never said offensive violence is the way to go. That's the left. And you said the White House. We should have stormed the White House. You mean the Capitol. I'm figuring this out. You probably can't tie your shoelaces, Matt. Go ahead, Matt. Dude, welcome to McDonald's. May I help you? Go ahead, Matt. Tell me, Matt.
Axel,
are you wearing
Axel,
a football listen, helmet, Matt? Go ahead.
Listen, Axel, I'm going to put my drool cup down. I'm going to ask you a question. I want you to answer it honestly. All the years you've been doing this, name one person that has been held accountable for something you've claimed. One person that has been put in front of justice for all the conspiracy theories and the medical malfeasance and all the other stuff. Name one thing you've done that has been held accountable by anybody.
Anything I've done that's been held accountable? You mean? Well,
you're going to have to put the cotton swabs out of your mouth so you don't drool all over yourself, Axel. Go ahead.
I don't know why you call me Axel, whatever that means. You know, that is a really good point. We should talk about the incredible victories, put them on hold, we've had. We've got a 96% reduction in border crossings. They're escalating enforcement. The Democrats are flipping out everywhere. Fentanyl is down by over 70% coming in. I mean, I go on and on by getting Trump elected, what we've done. We're de-escalating the war with Russia as best we can. We've got $14 trillion of investment coming back into the United States. I just go on and on and on. We've defeated Beto O'Rourke. We defeated Kamala Harris. Despite all their attempts to take us off the air, we stayed on air. We've got populism exploding everywhere. The WEF admits globalism is dying and on its last legs. Freedom is just expanding. The Great Awakening is here. The Great Reset is in so much trouble. A whole bunch of states have removed fluoride from the water. 34 states have banned geoengineering. I mean, it just goes on and on. We got Robert F. Kennedy Jr. in, who's gotten massive stuff done, thousands of deadly chemicals out of the food. I mean, they have just banned a whole bunch of the new COVID shots they wanted to roll out. I mean, I would say we're just, I could go on for days with the overall victories, not just that this show generated, but the American people and others waking up to the globalist. And you've got all of these sanctuary city judges and people getting charged for aiding and abetting. You've got all these hardened criminals being deported out into El Salvador. I mean, it is just, it is amazing to go. We've got gas prices have dropped more than a dollar since Trump got in. Egg prices have dropped 70%. I mean, is that a joke to talk about? Again, it's a demoralization. Lay down, GI. You know, Tokyo Rose would broadcast in English over AM and shortwave to our ships. And even when we drop atomic bombs on Hiroshima and Nagasaki, she shut up a few days after that. She's like, America has burned. You have lost. Your sweetheart is with another man. Your ships have all sunk. It's like Baghdad Bob in 2003 when the U.S. was inside Baghdad. We drove the Americans into the ocean. They are in Kuwait now. We crushed them all. So Baghdad Bob wants to tell us we're not having an effect. Just give up hope. Nothing's ever going to happen. Go back to sleep. I know this. We shot down the UN World Government carbon tax plan, the Paris Accord. That's dead, falling apart even in Europe. They admit it's in tatters. We shot down the UN take over your body pandemic treaty repeatedly. My goodness, we've gotten rid of the EV car mandate. All of California's garbage is being overridden right now. We had the giant victory with the Article 3 judges trying to be dictators being overridden by the Supreme Court. We got a whole bunch of better judges in than we would have had if Trump wouldn't have won the first time. My goodness, don't get me on a roll there, Matty boy. Go ahead.
You just explained what the administration is doing. JFK just what, a couple weeks ago?
Not JFK. Put them all again. Listen, you're so stupid. You said we should have stormed the White House on January 6th. It's the Capitol. Okay, now you just said JFK. He is the nephew of President John F. Kennedy and the son of Robert F. Kennedy, who was the attorney general. And he was killed when he was winning the presidential primary as a Democrat in Los Angeles at the hotel. Do you even know any of that? You are a mental midget. You are an insult to humanity. Now go ahead, dumbass. Anything else you want to say?
Oh, no. That's great.
That's great.
Run for vice president, Axel. Run for vice president. You're just part of the political system, brother. What happened to the Nuremberg trials? How come you're not talking about that?
The Nuremberg trials?
You want me to tell you about that?
Oh, I don't know about the Nuremberg trials in 1946. All right, let him go. I mean, folks, that is a low-grade moron right there. And obviously a liberal. So that's who we're dealing. I mean, that's how smart they are. He doesn't know the White House from the Capitol. He doesn't know RFK from JFK. And he wants to tell you that InfoWars has never had an effect for good against the globalists. That's why it's the number one media outlet attacked by the globalist. Because it's ineffective. That's like in a war when you're fighting an enemy with your bombers. Does your Air Force hit what's important, or do they hit what's not important? Why am I target number one in the media from the deep state? Because I'm the most effective, because I've got the biggest, best, effective audience of activists and the best crew and all of it. And I am blessed and honored. And that Tokyo Rose calls in here to tell us we're ineffective and we should hang it up. You know what? He wants to shut down just for him. Because the one area we're not as effective as we need to be is the war chest for my lawsuits and all the stuff that's going on against the deep state. We're winning the cases. They're totally panicked. They're trying to come in with a state receiver right now. We're blocking them, but it takes a lot of money and countersuits. I need your support right now to keep being so ineffective. So we have the mega bombshell sale going on right now for a limited time, 1 week only, starting today. At thealexjonesstore.com, buy one bottle of the incredible Shilajit Super Nutrient Complex with PQQ, CoQ10, and more, and get a free bottle. Buy one bottle of our Methylene Blue, the best out there, Ultra Methylene Blue, capsules or the liquid, both the same product, just one's encapsulated, get one free. Get the Incredible Irish Sea Moss gummies. Buy one, get one free. And overall, on top of it, store-wide sale, 25% off on the apparel. Everything ends today. But the main new sale that goes on next Monday is the buy one bottle, get one free at thealexjonesstore.com. And so we can defend ourselves, and it funds the InfoWar, the Alex Jones limited edition tactical battle dagger, highest quality stainless steel, double-edged, 1776 engraved on the hilt, my signature, incredible handle, incredible high-tech scabbard. Pulls out easy, snaps in easy, but can't get it to come out. Goes in your purse, on your side, in your car. These sell for $100 in stores, but we bought so many of them we could discount it. $78 for this engraved, and it funds the operation, and it's in a great keepsake case at thealexjonesstore.com. And keep us on the air at the absolute horror and frustration of total morons like that last guy. And I don't mind people that disagree. It's entertaining. It's fun. And people call with real points. I'll go, oh, yes, you got a point there. But just, you should have stormed the White House. I mean, the Capitol. I mean, the White House. I mean, the RFK. Well, were you there? No, I wasn't. But you're not a real man. I'm not a real man. Jeez. Well, since you told me I'm not a real man, you know what? I'm going to go. I'm in fifth grade. Another kid told me that I'm stupid and I'm ugly. So I'm going to go cry tonight. I'm going to go cry to my mommy when I get home and she gives me some Kool-Aid and a grilled cheese. Mommy, Billy called me a name at school today. I love it. And that guy thinks he's cool. He has the mind of like a 9-year-old. It was entertaining, but I can't subject people to any more of that. Let's go back to your calls. Tate in North Carolina, you're on the air. Welcome.
Yeah, you know, if there's anything that incel should do since he lives in Boston is that, this is what I was going to say, by the way, that, you know, there's an Epstein guy down there in Harvard named Martin Nowak, and he took in $6.5 million from Jeffrey Epstein, maybe even up to $30 million. Because he was some biologist, scientist, mathematician.
And I know why they were doing it. I know. It was Bill Gates was paying him to go out and blackmail head scientists and people with money or sex or both to control medical science, what the Bill Gates spends billions a year worldwide to do.
Yeah, but you know what's so weird? No one knows. He's a professor. Like this school season's coming around. You know, if someone like Matt, if he had, you know, big balls, if he wasn't an incel, he would go down there 15 minutes away and he would confront him. And honestly, if I lived down there, I would do that. But, you know, I hope maybe you can get some of the Project Veritas people or something, because I think we should start from, if we can't get these people at the top, you know, these Kevin Spaceys and all these people hiding out in their palaces and stuff, man, we should people like that. You know, guys working at Harvard, you know, he is guilty beyond, I mean, not be a close friend to Jeffrey Epstein taking 6.5, get visited his mansion. Like, do you know what I mean? I really think someone should do something about that. You know, just
no, that's a
that
great point. Well, what do you think? What do you think of the overall general Epstein thing? You know, the general story of why it's being brought back to the fore.
Well, a video came out recently of one of the other victims, Julianne. What's her name?
Jufri.
Yeah. You know, she's been talking recently, but you know, like, I think we just got to move in on some of these people that are not as high level and get these people out and, you know, exposed. I mean, 25 years ago, you interviewed that Bohemian Grove guy, and this Matt dude thinks, you know, you haven't done anything. I wish more people would just do something like that. But honestly, if you guys have the ability, get some people out there to Boston and get that guy out, you know, in the media. Get some of these people out that no one really knows, and let's just see what type of people speak out, and let's just see what happens if Trump doesn't want to do anything, if he wants to call it boring or whatever. I think we need to take it in our own hands. You know what I mean?
Absolutely, brother. Good point. Look, I don't need to tell a low-grade moron my accomplishments, because my accomplishments are not mine. They're God's working through me and my listeners supporting me. Bohemian Grove, people didn't know about that. Exposed, devastated the Republican blackmail homosexual operation there. That's even in the news this week. 20-something years later, devastated. People didn't know Bilderberg even existed. They used to say it didn't exist until 15 years ago. We're credited with putting it on the map and making people be aware of what they did. We're here to raise the alarm and inform the public. And somebody calls in and says, you don't have an effect, you're a nobody. It's the most base level of give up. Give up? evacuate in a moment of triumph, I think you overestimate the chances. I mean, that is hilarious. And then, well, that's Trump administration's accomplishments, not yours. Oh, really? They have major Democrat think tanks on record that put out poll numbers in the key battleground states in 2016 saying InfoWars decidedly added 2 to 4 points per state, giving Trump the victory. That's why they came after me. And then all the other major talk show hosts sound just like me now. And they admit, Joe Rogan, everybody, Alex Jones wrote the book. He woke everybody up. That's what I was looking for. Oh, all the whole world, the whole globalist system's in trouble because of a populist awakening. I, to the largest audience, explained how it all worked. There were lots of academics and great people before me that did an even better job, but it was very academic. No, I popularized the understanding of the battlescape. And my listeners and viewers supporting us did it. You did that. But I don't really sit around constantly and talk about, I mean, why would Obama have me under surveillance to stop Trump? Years before Trump announced his run, they had already figured it out. They're like, that guy will back him. We got to stop him. Oh, but, you know, Obama had all that done for no reason. They spent hundreds of millions of dollars on fake lawsuits to try to shut us down because we're so ineffective. You're right, caller. I'm going to go cry tonight. My life's been empty. I've never had an effect. I just popularized the term InfoWar. I just have not had a life of substance like him in his mommy's basement with his boyfriend. Dave in Canada, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. I just want to say two quick things before I get to my question. One, if you're a controlled opposition, you're doing a terrible job of it because you've opened the eyes of tens of millions of people. Secondly, congratulations on taking care of your health. I think I emailed you a few years ago urging you to do that. Here's my question. And I believe it was 2006 in Ottawa. That's the first time I heard you say the answer to 1776. The answer to 1984, 1776. With your wealth of historical knowledge, can you just give the audience a sort of a prelude to the 1760s, 1770s, what led up to that war?
Oh.
And what were the breaking points? And how many breaking points, this is the key question, have we faced in our generations that we still haven't, you know, gone to war? I'm not calling for war. I'm just saying, how many more breaking points do we need? Not that we want more, but this has been going on for decades.
All right. Well, let me answer your question this way. I think you know the answer. To try to talk about the prelude to war and the committees of correspondence and all the different abuses that went on. They're in the Declaration of Independence, some of them. If people want to know, read the Declaration of Independence. It's all right there. But at least the broad strokes. But I would say we've put up with literally a billion times more than the Founding Fathers did, both in the aggregate and in the total number. I mean, brainwashing people's kids secretly at public schools to chop their genitals off, all the fentanyl, the wars, the pedophilia, the corruption. Our founders went to war for far less, is the obvious answer. And so, yeah, we've put up a lot more. And I want to fix this peacefully. But if it ever goes to the physical stuff, we've affected the battle space so much, they will lose now. It's just they got bioweapons they're ready to release. They're ready to cut the power off. I mean, they got a lot of nastiness. That's why we got to get Trump totally in control, and they're doing that right now in case they try to go to full civil war, which is Podesta's plan. So discretion is a better part of valor. 90%+ of war in modern times is informational. Back in George Washington's time, it was about 50% was informational, and then the rest was physical. Now it's really 95% is informational. So this is war. And so I am working towards the best outcome of peaceful resolution, but obviously we're here spotlighting the enemy and in the situational battle space, destroying them in the eyes of the people ahead of any physical conflict. So does that answer your question?
It does, and I was thinking the same thing. I think brains over bullets is always better. There's tipping points, and there's so many more people now that I don't know. But one last question. In the 1760s and 1770s, what percentage of the population in America were for the rebellions and what percent weren't.
Alexander de Tocqueville and others tried to quantify it. Back at the time they wrote about it, maybe 10% was really pissed off. And then at the start, maybe 2 or 3% got involved. And by the end, maybe 5% got involved on our side. So 5% of the colonies beat the British Empire that nobody'd beaten in hundreds of years. And the vast majority of people, probably 60, 70%, just sat on the fence. And the British had like 20-something percent support. They call those Tories.
Sounds interesting. I look at society today, like George Carlin said, you know, his quote about 50% of people being dumb and 50% of them being dumber than the dumbest.
And certainly people, I mean, statistically, health-wise and IQ, are way dumber than we were back then because people had to do their own work then. Even somebody that was a low-grade moron knew how to take care of themselves. And now we've just got, I mean, with prosperity comes decadence and We're at the bottom of a spiral now. Hopefully, we can short circuit that and not totally crash and climb back out of this. And that's what we're trying to do with the Great Awakening, brother. Thank you so much for the call, Bill in Iowa. You're on the air worldwide. Go ahead.
Hi, how you doing, Alex?
Good. Go ahead.
Okay, so I got a proposal for you.
Dude, I got a proposal first. Will you take yourself off speakerphone?
Hello, hold on.
I love you, brother.
Can you hear me?
You know what? Just do the call with speakerphone because we're almost out of time. Go ahead.
All right. So I think it's an embarrassment that we, the American people, aren't doing, being active ourselves and helping Trump to get rid of this corruption in our country. So my proposal is to give me a platform to gather a few patriots from each state to file our own notices to our local politicians and to have them impeached if they don't follow what they're supposed to be doing.
Well, that's a great point. Not all states have it. I think most do. I think it's the majority. Yeah, it is the majority. Have recalls. And, yeah, they really fear recalls. That's a great point.
Well, yeah, I want to be more of the solution than just a complainer about everything, you know?
Well, get organized in your area and do it, and you know, they will come, as they say in Field of Dreams. Build it and they will come, brother. But I was asking callers, I guess not many have actually chimed in on it, what do you make of the competing scandals? Epstein, Trump with no real evidence, but Trump acting suspicious, versus Crossfire Hurricane, Obama's treasonous coup against America.
Oh, I think there's so much corruption, Alex. How about the biometric field that we have and they can remotely hook into us and change our DNA and change our blood flow and our heart rate and... You know?
Yeah, it's true that 5G and all that stuff is psychoactive and is manipulating us. Thank you, Bill. All right. I have the head of Rasmussen Polling, who is admittedly hands down the best pollster in the world, joining us for 30 minutes. And then after he leaves us, I'll go back to your calls, David and Andy and Matt and Jefferson, Randy, Dennis, John, and others. How bad did the Epstein debacle with Trump mishandling of it affect him in the polls? We'll talk about that and more. And then the big auto bid scandal has now been completely documented. Nothing Biden did basically was legitimate. This is an incredible scandal. We'll be right back.
RFK Jr. mixes something into his drink, people pay attention. Plenty of folks are wondering what was in that little bottle he uncorked during a flight.
What is Bobby Kennedy Jr. dropping into that glass of water? Methylene Blue. Mel Gibson also praised Methylene Blue on Joe Rogan recently.
The stuff works, man.
A stimulant stimulates cells themselves to turn the cell up. This turns the energy up. That's why there's no letdown. That's why you can take this and go to sleep, too. But you sleep better on it, in my experience.
No, I really like it. I'm going to have to get on this stuff.
Here, show her Kennedy taking it. Kennedy literally gobbles it.
He must be doing something right. That ripped bod is 73 years old.
Our Methylene Blue, medical grade, made in Florida, is incredible. Cleans out your mitochondria, clarity, focus, energy. You've seen the rave reviews of every guest we've had on. It's game changing.
I feel like, wow, there's power in coalescing all your thoughts.
Did you hear our last guest, what she said happened to her?
No. What?
She said brain fog just lifted.
That's what it feels like.
I feel lighter. It's
it's really interesting. I almost like feel smarter.
This stuff kicked in and it like instantly I just felt like this weird meditative energy. I don't know how to explain it. I don't feel jittery. I just felt like instantly like I went from 5 hours of sleep like I got last night to like 10 hours. I don't know how to explain it. The stuff's new to me, but I like it. Methylene Blue works for me.
I just kind of feel like I'm sitting up straight more. I'm thinking more. The thoughts are coming in easier. I'm making decisions faster. And it really does. And it gives you clean energy.
When I'm talking, it seems like it's not really me talking. I can hear my talking and going, wow, you're...
I agree. It's almost like an out-of-body experience. It's like you're behind yourself.
That is what it feels like. But my brain's going really fast.
It clears the brain fog where you're actually able to focus more clearly.
For me, it's like a fog lifted, but it was like a veil lifted off, you know? Incredible. Best product that I've purchased so far.
Yeah!
I feel more energetic. I feel more alive.
I found that within 30 minutes of taking it, I have improved focus, improved short-term memory, improved energy. But if I take it late in the day, it doesn't interfere with my ability to sleep, which is very rare for something like this. I get a tingly feeling in my fingertips. It's almost like it's improving my circulation.
I feel tingling fingers.
Methylene Blue radically increases glucose uptake in the brain.
Okay.
So it makes you better and more efficient at using your sugar. We all know the brain uses like 25% of the calories in the body or something crazy.
They've done studies that chess masters burn like 5,000 calories in a day in a tournament because they're so focused on directing energy to their mind as they're thinking so critically that it's like almost like an Olympic athlete.
Well, think about this stuff. It operates in a very similar way. That's the real thing Methylene Blue does. I really believe in this product. A lot of people have bought our Methylene Blue. Our Methylene Blue is incredible. I take it personally. But yeah, I mean, like, this is a solid product. Take this in the morning. A couple hours later, you'll experience the cognitive benefits of it.
I mean, it's so good, it's scary. It's just amazing. So yes, it really does work. It varies person to person, but it's amazing.
About 15 minutes ago, I took 10 drops of the Ultimate Methylene Blue. I must say that it does a damn good job.
99% of people that take it have between moderate to just insanely good effects. So good for your whole body.
Definitely noticed my focus, cognition increased, good energy right now. I'm a practicing dentist, so I have more patients to treat coming up, so I'm always looking for that afternoon boost without the slump.
With this, it's like in your head where you're like, you can feel it. Your body's a little tingly, but you're just more aware of what's going on.
I would definitely recommend the Alex Jones Methylene Blue here. It's great stuff, so thank you, Alex. Keep it coming.
Powered by Methylene Blue. Ultra Methylene Blue at thealexjonesstore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
This little piggy went to market. This little piggy stayed home. This little piggy had roast beef. This little piggy had none. This little piggy went wee, 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 all the way home. And this little piggy burned down the New World Order. Let me see your war face, Schumer. Let me see your war face, Obama. Let me see your war face. Because what you're seeing from Trump and what you're seeing from people all over the world is our war face. And it's not just a face. It reflects the internal eruption. So good luck. But I commit myself into the hands of God. And I pray on the altar of God that I be given the discernment and the will and the strength and the support to remove the chains from humanity. So let's never forget the business that we are about and the time in which we live. They want to break our will. Don't just survive and persevere and not let them break your will. Instead, take the weight of their assault and use it as a tool to strengthen every fiber of your psyche, your soul, and who you are. And pledge with me, eternal resistance over every form of tyranny that has attacked the mind of man. And pledge, as he pledged 250 years ago, the great architect of our republic, Thomas Jefferson, I have sworn on the altar of God eternal resistance against every form of tyranny over the mind of man. Make that pledge and feel the universe open up. Step into the space-time continuum and realize we're sharing that same moment with Thomas Jefferson now. There is no past, there is no present, there is no future. There is only one endless, timeless moment. And absorb the void, and you will be there staring back at God. All right. 2 weeks ago, Trump's administration came out and said, don't look into the Epstein stuff, just move along. And I said on that Monday, I said, this is Trump. This isn't Bondi and them. He thinks it's a distraction. And then he officially came out and said, no, it's me. And I knew it would be a firestorm. And I don't want to just focus on that. He's doing so much good. I don't think he's involved with Epstein. But now you have the Crossfire Hurricane documents and the treasonous coup by Obama that's all confirmed. We first broke it back at the time because I got the NSA documents that I was being spied on along with Trump. Even before they called it Crossfire Hurricane, they had the big NSA whistleblower on about it, William Binney. I already covered that in the first few hours. And finally, it's hitting the press. These documents are blowing people away. But I wanted to get Mark Mitchell, who's the head pollster at the hands-down best polling agency in the world, Rasmussen Reports, rasmussenreports.com. You can find them with the Rasmussen Report on X. Honest Pollster, that's where you find Mark Mitchell. He's the VP Director of Polling Operations, and he's got a long, diverse history in corporate leadership, engineering, and more at some of the biggest companies in the U.S. and the world. So, Mark, I know we've got limited time with you, about 20 minutes if we got a break. And then I'm going to let you go. So I'm going to try to shut up for a while and let you talk. But there's obviously not just these polls on Trump, some of the other polls, the effect it had, but some of the other polling we're getting, and just your take on the general situation in the country right now. So, Mark, thanks for being here.
Yeah, great to be here. I think people are going to look back and maybe consider last week a turning point for the Trump administration, because you go back a month in the middle of June, it was an entirely different situation. You had Democrats making horrible optics on forced errors, like burning down L.A., and Trump was getting these foreign investment deals, and there were a lot of wins, and he was plus eight in net approval. And then you had July 4th. You had the big, beautiful bill. You had him taking action against Iran, which on paper is very popular. Those things are supposed to look like wins, but what happened is his approval plunged. Went from plus eight to negative four in a matter of under 3 weeks. And that's incredible. You're looking at total approve now, but like net approve is even worse. It stands out even higher. And that's just not what should have happened. He got his signature legislation passed. He should have gotten a bounce out of it. He got the exact opposite. And it's hard to attribute the cause to the polls, but it has to be partly this Epstein stuff, which is a horrible, horrible optics mistake. And so we rushed into the field right after Pam Bondi came out and said that. And the first thing that we found was that, no, only 16% of America agrees with Pam Bondi, that the case is closed. And so Donald Trump has been pretty good at figuring out the will of MAGA and branding and feeling the pulse of America. But in this case, they are completely off. I mean, this is a signal about, like we said on your show, two-tier justice. And two-tier justice is not a popular thing. In fact, anything about fairness, cheating in elections, public officials getting away with things that citizens can't, all of those things are like 95% positions. It's as close as you can get to 100. And so this is the problem, is that Trump thinks that winning is enough, but it's not. It has to be about accountability, in my opinion. But where are we today? Trump's approval has recovered to plus two, which is about where he was in the fall. So he didn't really, you know, it wasn't that bad. Republican approval has recovered as well. Now, independents were minus three a month ago when Trump was at the top. They're at negative 14 right now. And he's lost 10 points of approval index among those. I wonder if they'll come back, because we just got fresh numbers back. And there's a very clear signal here that jumps out to me that I want to point out. This is a poll set on Pam Bondi, and we polled on her before back in April. And you know what? This is right after that thing with the binders down in the White House, and it wasn't that bad. Like, it didn't really piss people off, according to the polling. She was plus, I think, 12 favorability with 44% favorable. And Republicans, it was in the 60s, and only 8% strongly disapprove of Pam Bondi. And guess what? She's dropped a little bit. It really hasn't changed much. Is she a better or worse AG than others? She lost a few points, 34% better, 31% worse. But how would you rate the job Pam Bondi has done in handling the investigation of the Epstein situation, right? Excellent, 13%. Good, 20%. That's really low. That's about as low as Joe Biden polled on immigration. So really horrible. And if you look at the Republican numbers, only 19% of Republicans of her own party say excellent. 34% say good. But here's the crazy one. Here's the problem. Independents, 7% excellent, 12% good, 18% fair, 44% poor. So independents poll almost like Democrats on this topic. They are not happy. And Donald Trump won because he built a big tent that included a lot of crossover Democrats and a lot of independents. He's lost some people. Now, the wheels don't just fall off of these things all at once, right? This is like a death by a thousand cuts. Like, that's generally what happens in politics, except for Joe Biden. I mean, he with Afghanistan, everybody's like, oh my God. And then it just imploded. But the problem here is that Trump's numbers might recover. But what we just got back today is a massive sample of almost 2,300 likely voters with a new generic ballot print, Democrat plus four. A month ago, it was Democrat plus one. And I said, you know what? Maybe it was a small sample size. We'll go into the field and maybe we'll come back with Republicans leading. Remember, Republicans were plus three in November. For it to go Republicans plus three to Democrat plus four in a big sample, I don't think there's a lot of noise here. Small margin of error, less than 2 points or about 2 points. And so this is a trend in the Democrats' favor. Now, history tells us to expect that. History tells us to expect the fact that it's very likely that Republicans will lose the House in the fall of 26. But this would be probably the end of Donald Trump's political capital because he would lose his ability to get any legislation done in the fall of 26. The Democrats would probably launch all kinds of horrible investigations. They'll probably have some sham Epstein investigation. They'll probably use this as fuel for their hoax. I've been expecting Democrats to drop a new hoax. I expected it out of the end of August when everybody pays attention in September. And I guess it came a little early. And I guess it was partly, Trump's own doing. But this is a canary in the coal mine that tells people, like, Trump's going to be focused on the economy. That's good. He will get wins. The problem is people do not trust their federal government. Just swapping out the people at the head of it isn't going to alleviate their concerns that they are being oppressed. And so if the Epstein situation isn't going to face accountability, what about Crossfire Hurricane? What about the weaponization of the DOJ? What about the pharmaceutical companies? What about all of these companies that are hiring illegal labor everywhere? What about all of the rich and wealthy and powerful that do whatever the heck they want? So that's my concern. And is that everybody? No, but is it a core of political homeless in the independent column, in the Democrat crossover column, who are now looking at Trump, and maybe they still support Trump, but maybe, just maybe, they said, you know what? I don't want to vote Republican, but I have to. And now what are they thinking? They're looking at Republicans, and they got a very Washington, D.C. kind of bill. In the One Big Beautiful Bill, and sure, it had a lot of Trump stuff in it, but you have to admit, it looks a lot like a Washington, D.C. bill. You don't hear what they're moving on to. There's been very little legislation out of there. And so what I'm saying, like looking at this situation, is that Trump might have wins going into the fall, but that might not be enough.
Wow, it's amazing. And I want to just remind listeners that are tuned in, your agency has the most accurate record on record. Even your enemies or your competition admit it. You nailed the last election exactly right. Basically nailed the last before that. You're actually out there doing real polling as best as can be done. And, you know, obviously by the time you're polling, sometimes things have moved on. But I just know the grassroots. I know my callers. 95% totally pissed the last 2 weeks. Even mad at me that I'm saying, Let's not throw the baby out with the bathwater. And then you've got the Democrats, their own internal polling, you know, waiting a week or so, then jumping on all of this. And, you know, Trump has to understand that this was one of the big third rails of all of this. And we're not Republican supporters on average are not like Democrat cult members that will just accept two men can have a baby. And this is the smartest Joe Biden ever. So just a major backfire. But I know, have been a Trump supporter. You've not hidden that. But your main thing is supporting the truth. You nail it. So when you're saying this, some of the conservatives that just mindlessly back Trump and said no matter what he does, don't ask questions, and kind of echoing Trump saying, we don't want you in our MAGA movement if you question this. That is insane. I've told Trump, and I've said it, if you're going to try to move on from this because it's U.S. intelligence involved or whatever, then just shut up about it. You talk about committing, trying to commit political suicide here. I mean, Trump already kind of slit his wrist, but we bandaged it up so far. Maybe it bounces back. But as you said a month ago, this could be the first time in decades and decades and decades that what he was doing was so popular with the numbers that we could still win the midterms. But now it looks like it's pushed us back into the regular trend, is what you're saying.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what we would expect. And it's like there probably needs to be some really major plan, some thing that just changes the game board. And I have some ideas. I mean, I think people would say in D.C. that those aren't political realities. Well, Americans don't want political reality because political realities screwed them over so long. Like, that's the
thing. People want indictments of the deep state. They want action. If Trump indicts Comey, Clapper, or Brennan, we win the midterms massively.
Yeah, that was very popular. I have the numbers right here. We asked if people, what the question specifically was, should officials...
Because I'm on your X account. You're graciously giving us first looks at this. People may be asking why some of these polls aren't on screen. You're giving us a first look, right, Mark?
Yeah, all this stuff is just hot off of cross tabs that came back today. Except this question was from like last week. But should officials who were involved in the manipulation of intelligence to get Trump be criminally prosecuted? 57% yes, 26% no. A majority of independents, 51 to 29. These are signals about accountability, and accountability means root cause, corrective action, and arrests. And so we've asked this about other things, about election integrity. People want arrests. We haven't asked about the Epstein one specifically yet, but we asked, again, case closed. Do you believe the FBI, the DOJ? The number is almost 60%. So that's the problem, is that Trump built a coalition that likes deporting illegal aliens, that likes the idea of all of this America First economic reinvigoration, but it also was about draining the swamp. That was a 67% position. 67% agree that it's time to drain the swamp in Washington, D.C. And so that's the crazy thing, is like for a decade, Donald Trump has done a very good job just instinctively understanding what his core was, what they wanted, how to lean into it, course correcting if there was a problem. And that's the issue. It's like maybe the stuff with the vaccine was a little bit of a head scratcher 2 or 3 years ago. But this, like coming out and attacking his supporters, he would not have won without his army of people out there pushing memes and normalizing all of his very radical political views. And I don't mean radical from like a conservative perspective. I mean radical, like people had not seen a politician talking like
sure,
that.
Sure, we want a populist revolution. We want change. Everybody I know would take a depression to get rid of the leftists and the pedos and the transgender and just not have the country be an open sewer. So exactly. People want justice. They want integrity. They saw that in Trump. From your sources, you're a smart guy, just from the tea leaves. What is your theory, or do you know why he would take such a radical departure from feeling people's pulse, which he doesn't just follow our pulse, he's been saying this for 50 years, to doing something that anybody with even a 70 IQ would say is the equivalent of blowing your foot off with a shotgun for no reason?
I think there's probably some aspect of frustration. I can tell you for a fact that the Epstein polling got to the White House. It got to the White House one day before he then made that tweet attacking everybody. So I really don't understand what's happening. Maybe it's this idea of being somewhat isolated. People have said, well, I don't know if the tweets actually sound like him. I really don't know. And again, he can put this in the rearview mirror. He can pivot. But every one of these things, he's going to lose some people. Is he going to lose everybody? No. A ton of people are going to still support him, just like they did back when they were like, why is Trump talking in a rally about how great the vaccine program was while people were dropping dead on TV? You know, he weathered that. His numbers recovered. Maybe it'll happen again. But that's the thing. He's focused on the economy. Good. Only 22% of Americans think today's children will have it better off than their parents. But let's not forget and he knows he's focused on the gangbangers and violent criminals. Violent crime was a major issue. Going into the election, people didn't talk about it very much, but it was like top three or top four, depending on the poll, followed by like government corruption was up there too. The problem is that people also can't afford to put food on their table. So that's going to take the number one spot. But I've rattled these off before in your show. You know, only 30% trust the federal government. roughly 60% think Joe Biden was taking money from China, think the DOJ turned into a banana republic, politically weaponized organization. We had close to 60% saying Jan 6 was a Fed surrection, 53% saying the FBI was Joe Biden's personal Gestapo. That's the problem. It's like people trust Kash Patel, fine. They like the idea that he's the director of the FBI. That doesn't mean that they forget the fact that the FBI was Joe Biden's personal Gestapo. You know, I think we can probably
say he can't run around and give years of interviews saying we know the Epstein list is there, we're going to bring it out, and then say, trust me, Joe Rogan, it's never there, nothing exists. And then Trump starts repeating it. I mean, again, just shut up if you're going to – it's insane. So in the time we have left – I mean, the Democrats are getting even more radical, more dangerous. They're saying all sorts of stuff like, we've got to be ruthless. That's a new talking point. Beto O'Rourke, Cory Booker, Hakeem Jeffries. And they're just so ridiculously anti-American. All these communists and jihadis winning in Minneapolis and in New York, the Democrat primaries. It should be so easy to beat them. If Trump just stays on message and action, what would you recommend that Trump do to not just course correct on this, but supercharge back to where he was?
So let me rewind and say, who I support is the voters. I want the voters to get what they want, unless it's stupid. But I think holding rich and powerful people accountable is not a stupid position to have. Based on what I've observed and how real the uniparty kleptocracy in Washington, D.C. is. And so in my opinion, the MAGA agenda has been the best shot that voters have had for recourse because of how entrenched the two-party system is. I'm going to be the first to say that Trump might do fine here. The Republicans are not in a good place. They've lost 7 points on the generic ballot since the fall. Very rapidly, in a time when right direction polling is still 45-46%. And so the Democrats, like, two things can be true at the same time. They can be nationally an absolute mess. It's going to be a clown show. This is probably going to be the most ridiculous primary process for them in the history of the world. It's going to be a circular firing squad. They're going to be, probably trying to out-radical each other to the bottom. But that also doesn't mean that the Democrats aren't going to be able to turn out that 46-47% of high propensity voters they have that just vote blue no matter
who. That's right. If Republicans don't energize their base, the Democrats will win.
Yeah. I've seen polling that shows that the Republican core voter is less motivated than the Democrat right now, and that's a real problem. And part of it is because they're happy they got Trump in and they don't know about midterms. Part of it is the Republicans just suck. They're better at spending campaign consulting money than they are at actually energizing and going out and doing grassroots. And they're only probably naively utilizing MAGA.
Yeah, but folks who don't know, the Democrats spend, on average, 90% of the money they raise actually on winning because they want to really get in and steal even more money. And Republicans, usually spend 30-40% of what they raise. And the rest, the Republicans, on average, the Republican political class steals most of the money. But they don't steal as much money once they're in power. They just steal the money up front.
Well, I just know anecdotally from MAGA people I've talked to where it's like, oh, yeah, I get the talk from the establishment. I have to use their consultants, even if the consultants are out there canvassing for my opponent in the primary. And that basically they'll say, no, you have to send mailers to this whole area. And it's like, well, we just want to target these people. Those people aren't going to vote for us ever. And it's like, no, we got to send mailers to everybody. Like, that kind of stuff apparently goes on. And it's going to continue to go on. And I think the establishment Republicans are probably looking at the future of Trump's political capital and are probably pretty happy right now that they're going to be able to put MAGA in the rearview mirror. I think for a lot of them, a lot of the hidden power brokers in the back, the McCarthy types, you know, the Mitch McConnell types, we still got a year and a half of that guy. And if he can still fog a mirror, he's still going to be pulling the strings, right? Like, that's what happens. I don't know who the other names are, but I assume there are some.
Well,
because I think
a lot
of the Republican legislators.
It's the coterie of people around him.
Yeah, and I think a lot of it, probably the big problem is that a lot of the Republican legislators are actually good people trying to do the right thing. They just can't compete with this power vacuum of people that can come in and pull the strings and take these hundreds of millions of dollars and allocate them to buddies and friends in order to maintain the status quo.
Oh, I'm telling you, Roger Stone's filled me in on all this. The average Republican person running is pretty good right now compared to what it's ever been. But it is the political class, the consultants, the money goes for TV, and then half of it gets spent on other stuff. And Roger explains, he goes, no, the Democrats really put almost all the money into winning because then they can steal everything once they're in, whereas Republicans on average don't really steal in government. They just, the consultants steal the money up front.
Yeah. That everything that I've heard confirms that. And I don't think that problem is being solved by anybody. And it's a problem we're going to continue to wrestle with. Elon's America First Party is DOA. It's going to hurt Republicans more than Democrats if it even gets off the ground. I think it's a stupid idea. That money actually could be spent on something. That's the mind-blowing thing to me, that Republicans complain about George Soros. They actually got their George Soros, and they couldn't even keep him for 6 months because they're too used to doing things the way. I literally think that thing with Elon blew up because probably the Republican establishment had that 4,000-page bill mostly written, 90% written over the last couple of years, just ready to go to hit the desk the next time a Republican president got into office. I hate to be cynical, but I think it's probably that bad. Maybe not. Maybe I'm going out on a limb
Mark,
here.
I'm always impressed by your instincts. I know you're dialed in, but I can 100% tell you from inside the White House, everybody, Musk was for the EV mandate going away, all of it. He literally wanted to save stuff. He didn't want NASA funding. He's obsessed with that. But that wasn't even his issue. The Republican establishment backbit and ran him out, even though we finally got this great backer. And then he was leading all these other big backers in away from the Democrats. And just out of like a fraternal high school fight about the cool kids, they ran Musk out. What a disastrous thing. Then it scared people. The Iran situation, though it luckily has, you know, gone off boil so far, and then the Epstein thing took it to the next level. And if Trump continues down this road, I agree, we're going to, like Steve Bannon said, 40-seat loss in the House if Trump continues to do what he's doing.
Yeah. And it's hard to say that Republicans don't deserve it.
Well, so many, even grassroots Republicans, love to, like, it's high school. Oh, screw Elon. We're with Trump. We're with Trump. When I was saying, we don't want this fight. Stop it. Come back together. And, of course, yeah. Elon foreshadowed the Epstein thing. That's what gave it even more credibility. And now it is an unmitigated disaster. And I'm glad you understand that. Mark Mitchell, amazing. Where do people find all your great work and all of Rasmus's work? RasmusReports.com and on X at Honest Pollster.
Yep. Rasmus_poll on YouTube, too. We're probably going to stream tonight. Listen, I hope there's a chance that somebody still gets to Elon and gives him a good pitch. I think that there's an organizational solution to this. Something.
Hold on. Don't hang up. I was going to let you go, but there's a 2-minute break. Do 5 more minutes. I'm going to give you the floor because I want to put our heads together. I agree. The good news is Trump's backed off this insane, don't look at this, shut up, I don't like you, we're the Democrats crap, which is the worst Streisand effect ever. Maybe we can get these guys back together. And I'm not trying to infight here, but I mean, bottom line, Susie Wiles kicked Elon out of the White House, folks. And it's the dumbest decision ever. So we had Stuart Rhodes, the founder of Oath Keepers, former J6 political prisoner, constitutional lawyer, so much more on paratrooper. And he wanted to try methylene blue like so many other guests have done live on air. I got so busy with all the Iran war stuff and the commies rioting. So you ever get him to take it on air? All the guests, dozens of them that have taken it, within 45 minutes to an hour, have varying degrees from extreme energy and feeling really great to fog lifting to just over the top crying and feel so good. Especially the first time you take it. Electrochemical in the mitochondria, cleans out the cells, just does incredible things. RFK Jr.'s loves it. We've got the strongest ultra methylene blue. But he's going on Owen in about 30 minutes. My show just ended and I forgot to do this. He's like, hey, are we doing methylene blue? So he's going to take it now. But guys, don't forget when he's on Owen. So maybe if he forgets before he's going to go off, to then tell us what he felt. And if he doesn't feel it, we'll put that out. I've had like out of 300 plus people we've given it to, 2 people did not feel it. That means your mitochondria is in perfect shape. So Stuart, go ahead and take a half dropper or so. That's about a half dose. And then go ahead and shut that down. And then we're going to find out what happens to you. We'll see. Most people it hits within about 30 minutes. It starts peaking after a couple hours. But you're going to be on Owen. So please, before you go, just tell people what you think. And if you don't feel it, we're going to tell everybody.
20 minutes later.
I can feel a definite, like, an energy spike. Yeah, it feels pretty good.
What are you going to do now that you have your energy spike?
I'm going to see if it has a crash.
I've never heard of a crash.
Yeah, apparently it doesn't. But yeah, it feels pretty good. Yeah, definitely I feel sharper.
Okay.
Yeah, because I was pretty tired coming in here.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
well, you're running around Texas right now. You're dealing with some other issues here.
I was driving all over Texas giving speeches for True Texas Project, and I was pretty efficient in sleep. Yeah, I'm feeling pretty good.
So did he give you the drink or the capsules?
I took the drink, but I got a bottle of each, and I'm going to go and do a longer-term test. We'll see how it goes.
Okay.
I do feel kind of amped right now. Yeah.
That's good. Well, that's probably, I don't know, that might be because you're hanging out with me. So we gotta maybe try to get
I think it's about the wing blue.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.